Can you name any other fences made of wood?
Rail fence.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the
post.
What would you call a fence? A wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field. Have you seen it?
Would be a rock fence. I'm not too familiar with this type of fence, or a field rock fence.
What term would you use in describing your best dishes?
Oh dear, it'd be the Sunday plates, I guess, the Sunday dishes.
Is there any other word you might use?
Well, you might say the Sunday china.
China. Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
Yeah, china egg, yes.
What would you use to carry water in?
Well, you'd either use a pail or a jug or a jar, depending. My job was to, when I was too young to work in the field, was to carry the water. And you used a jar or something that would that you had a top to go on to carry the water.
Okay, and then it was usually made of what material?
It was usually of glass, because you had to be careful not break the water jug.
What do you carry milk in? What would you carry milk in when you were a little man?
What was in the pail, milk pail.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet or the frying pan.
What is it made of?
Cast iron.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes, you know, when...
That's the wash pot.
All right. And we were going to say something else about the yard.
Oh, well, my mother had just simply the wash pot in the yard with the benches and so forth to where we washed, but the... Many people had a wash house or a wash place that was kind of enclosed, and they had a furnace with the pots with concrete around them, with an actual furnace like under them where they built the fire to heat the water. Of course, this heated much quicker. And then they had a table or so forth built where they had the wash tubs. And this gave them protection in the winter and that sort of thing.
Did you use the wash pot for anything else besides, you know, boiling water, say, for the clothes? Did you?
Yeah, when you killed hogs, you had to heat the water to scald the hogs. And then you used a scalding barrel, which was a wooden barrel that you used for the actual scalding of the hogs.
Okay, did you do anything else in the pot?
Yeah, you cooked lard. And I'm sure there were other things I can't think of anymore at the moment.
Anything to do with soap or vegetables?
Yeah, you made the lye soap there. I don't remember my mother ever using the pot for too much for canning purposes, but I know that there are other people who did use the for canning purposes. And then in this yard there's an outside furnace, which I understand that they used it sometimes for canning. Built the fire there to boil the canners rather than heating up the house when they had the wood stove.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Oh, I'd call it a flower pot.